Hello and welcome to the Male Fertility Podcast. It is mailbag time and today you've got me, Kieran. So the last time I did one of these, talked about this time covering the things that I wish I'd known. So rather than listener questions, it's going to be slightly different. I'm going to go through things that I wish I'd known that I think if I'd known at the time would have really made a difference. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reflect on my experience and link to my emotions, because I think a lot of the questions that come in to us and conversations that me and Sean have with other guys going through this is linked to how they're feeling, their perception of their journey, the world around them, while they're going and navigating this really challenging thing. So I've picked four things that I'm going to go through that I think that if I'd known right at the beginning, it would have made a real difference. But as always, if you do want a question read out on the mailbag, you can email us at themalefertilitypodcast@gmail.com or send us a message on Instagram, which is simply the Male Fertility Podcast. And please follow us, rate us, rate the podcast, because it just helps people find us in the way algorithms do their thing. The higher rated something is, the more and the universe gets exposed to it. So please support us in that way. But right, let's get on with this episode. The first thing I wish I'd known, and it's something that I think we all find out very quickly, is that the road ahead is rough. It is a challenging time for anyone, whether you're male or female going through fertility treatment. But especially from a male perspective, I think you have this perception, I did, that I was on my own and that there was no one there to support me. And that made my journey particularly hard. We talk about the fertility roller coaster, and it really is true. And going back, how many years is it now? Nearly 14 years when I started my treatment. There was even less out there than there is now. I mean, there's quite a bit of support out there now, but 14 years ago, I felt completely on my own. And even at that point, it wasn't true. So it wasn't until I started talking and started stepping out of my isolated bubble, which I put myself in, that I started to feel better. I've talked about it quite a lot, the fact of, you know, it took me 2 to 3 years to be ready to step out of that bubble. But part of it was I just felt like there was nothing there. And that made the road really difficult. But I found solitude in counselling through the clinic that I was linked to. But it wasn't until I asked for it, until I kind of put myself out there. My wife supported me, obviously, as most of you will know my story. Jen had a big part of that and kind of saved me, really saved me, because it is such a devastating topic and something to process. So yeah, the kind of first thing is that you have to acknowledge that it's going to be a rough ride. Some days are easier than others, but there is support out there. And to lean into that support and start talking 100% makes it easier. And ultimately, that's why we started the podcast, me and Sean. We started the podcast because we wanted to be that first stage of support for people. And then from there grew Nexus. Obviously, now we've got the Nexus community. So if you're not a member of that and you're listening to this, please go over to www.nexusfertility.com and become a member of the ever-growing community. There are additional support networks out there. Please have a look, see what's right for you, but it can be a rough road. But finding the correct support makes it much, much easier. So there, that's the first bit. It's going to be a rough road. Find a support network that works for you, because it will make it easier. The second bit of advice I would give, or kind of wish I'd known, shall we say, is that you're in more control than you think you are. And by that, I mean by taking control of small elements of your life make you feel better. We'll all have been there. You go into the consultation room, and you're told you need to do this, 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 and this. So it might be you need to lose some weight. need to change your diet to the famous Mediterranean diet, and no one actually knows what that means initially anyway. Need to reduce your stress. You need to not be exposed to so much warmth around the testicles, all these things, and it becomes overloading. So initially when I was given all that information, I shrunk away, but it wasn't until I took control of some of those elements and slowly built a routine into my own life did I start to feel better about everything. Once again, this happened 2 to 3 years down the line in terms of when we were in our journey. But it helps. It helps massively. Choosing one thing at a time just to tick off, implement into your life, give you that sense of control back. I think it's very easy to feel that fertility treatment is completely out of our control. But we can still control what we do in our lives. We can't control, say, necessarily the outcome of a cycle, but we can control what we do preparing for it, which in itself gives us that element of control. So yeah, you're in more control than you think. Highlight a few areas that you want to and feel like you need to focus on. Do it, implement it, and take small steps. Don't try and do it all at the same time. And it will give you that sense of control that maybe you feel like you've lost during those initial stages of diagnosis. Now, number three is something that I think affects everybody, and that's relationships with loved ones, specifically wife, partner. You can't bury your head on this, because if you bury your head in terms of your relationship, especially with your wife or your partner, it's only going to have a negative effect. And I found that out personally. So my third bit of advice is your relationship will be affected, but take control of that. Acknowledge it. Because that way you become a stronger couple going through something that is probably the most challenging thing as a couple you're ever going to go through. The first part is acknowledging it. It was a tough discussion to have with my wife, with Jen. We sat down. I still remember fearing how I was going to talk to her about how I felt. And it was almost like she was a woman that I'd never met before. The fear was sky high. I was scared of being rejected. I was scared she was just going to leave. But she didn't. And like all good partners and wives, she lent into the conversation. She thanked me for my honesty, and she helped me get a path to repairing myself and becoming ultimately the man that I am today, both as a husband, luckily as a father, but also enabling me to do this kind of stuff. Without her, without that first conversation, I doubt the podcast would even exist. So acknowledgement, having that real honest discussion with your partner is the first key point that I want to give in regarding relationships and what I'd wish I'd known. Now, what do you do about it? You plan time that you can spend together where you are still just a couple. For me, it was like time that me and Jen were just me and Jen. It wasn't me and Jen and fertility treatment. And it's so hard. It is so, so hard, because it takes all your time up. But you have to prioritize that little bit of time for you and her. And then, I mean, it's so, so, so vital. So what me and Jen did was, after we had this discussion, we sat down and we planned out each month. And we still do it today, actually. Like, we plan each month in terms of when we're going to spend time together and what we're going to do. So going back all those years, it was, okay, so when are we going to go out for dinner, for example? Or when are we going to go to the cinema? I've talked before about how cinema was a great release of reality for me. I was able to get sucked into the film that I was watching. And for an hour, I forgot about the world outside. But it was nice. I knew Jen was there. We had that time together, and it was so important. So your relationship is going to be affected. But acknowledge it, talk, and then plan on what you're going to do to make sure that it isn't impacted negatively. And one thing for me was taking control of that social aspect of our relationship and spending time together.
We want to tell you about Imperil, the unique supplement for conception, which is recommended by fertility specialists for both men and women. We know that poor nutrition is one of the leading causes of infertility, but we are also aware that it's practically impossible to maintain a diet that's perfectly balanced, especially for conception. Choosing the right supplement can be confusing. Many multivitamins contain strong antioxidants, which may actually damage sperm quality. Imperil is made from activated micronutrients, which help every cell within the human body, from the biggest, the egg, to the smallest, the sperm. These micronutrients have been clinically proven to significantly improve live birth rates for men and women who have previously been struggling to get pregnant. You can find out more and hear from couples who have used Imperil by visiting fertilityfamily.co.uk. If you decide this is for you, there's a 10% discount just for our listeners. So make a note of the code MFPodcasts10. That's capital M, capital F, podcast, all in lowercase. 10.
Now, the final bit of advice I'm going to talk about is probably what I learned most externally from myself. And now it will become apparent why in a moment. Other people's reactions to your situation is a representation of them, not you. Fertility treatment, diagnosis is so unique. And unless you've experienced it, you can never truly, and I generally believe this, you can have empathy for it, but you can never truly understand what it feels like. I've talked to many, many amazing professionals over the years that we've been doing this now, and they have amazing empathy. They work day in, day out to provide the best care for patients. But I never get the same understanding from anyone except those that have been through it. You know, you have to have that lived experience to truly understand it. During my own fertility treatment, there were elements in my family that struggled to understand how I felt, how Jen felt, the reactions and things that we were doing, the safety barriers we put in place for ourselves. And that was met with quite a bit of negativity and some really hurtful comments that took me personally a long time to process and a long time not to accept, because I'd never accept them, but to understand why that was said. And it ultimately comes down to the fact of other people, because they haven't lived it, they haven't got real life experience, they can't ultimately truly understand how I feel or how I felt about a certain situation and why we put something in place. So you have to, when people are not understanding what you say and what the things that you put in place, you have to step outside their box and think, right, they're not understanding because they haven't experienced it. And it helps me so, so much. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, especially if it's a loved one that you just want to understand and you just want to kind of have loads of empathy for you and completely understand, and you wish they'd see it from your point of view, but they're just not. It's so hard. It is so hard. But what you've got to really kind of think about and go back to is the fact of they're reacting because of their belief or because of their own experiences, not because they purposely are out to be negative. So we actually found ourselves separating ourselves from particular social groups, particular family members for a short period of time. So we were safeguarding ourselves, and it was incredibly hard. Like, I'm not going to lie, it caused rifts through my family that we are just about patching now, and we're on, what, 10 years or so. But it was so important for me and Jen to do that, to step outside that box and understand that right now, that's not what we needed, because ultimately the people that we were looking for support from couldn't give us that support we needed, because they didn't understand. They didn't fully understand. It's probably the biggest topic that I've talked about today. And I think we could do a whole episode on this, because it is such a minefield, and I'd love to go into more detail about my experience of it, because it's one of the things that comes up the most, I think, with in discussions with men going through fertility treatment. How do we navigate this? You know, relationships, people not understanding why we're doing something. So ultimately, step outside the box and acknowledge, a lot of this has been about acknowledgement, I think, but acknowledge that their reaction to your situation is not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of their own experiences and then themselves. Because that's what we do. We mirror our own experiences onto the world. Yeah. It comes down to it, doesn't it? If you've been through fertility treatment, you meet someone who's been through fertility treatment, you've automatically got the empathy for them. You can feel it. You can feel it in your soul. I do it every conversation I have with someone. If I hadn't have been through that, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to stand here and say I'd have the biggest amount of empathy for everyone, because I wouldn't, because I've never been through it. Or I would have never been through it. I may have been human about it and kind of had some kind of acknowledgement that it would have been tough, but ultimately I would not know down to my core how hard it was. So yeah, if I'd known that, it would have caused me to have less heartache in a lot of areas. Doesn't mean it would have been easy, but I had to learn that, and I still reflect that in everyday life now, even outside fertility. So yeah, those are the four things. Yeah, so yeah, number one was the road ahead is going to be difficult, but you're not on your own. Number two is you're in more control than you think you are. So taking that little bit of control back can make you feel more comfortable in the whole situation and ultimately have a more positive impact on your whole journey. Number three is this is going to affect your relationship, but once again, you are in control of this. Acknowledge it and plan for it and talk open and honestly with your partner. It's incredibly powerful, that one, I think. And finally, probably the biggest discussion point is other people's reactions to your situation is a reflection of their experience in life, not of you. And that can take some major processing to figure out and fully understand. But by just stepping outside of that box and have that viewpoint, it can be incredibly powerful. It's something that it took me a long time to learn and to be able to do repeatedly and comfortably. So that's it for the episode. I hope you found it useful. If you did, please let us know. We always like to hear from you. And if you've got a question, send it in to us by email, which is themalefertilitypodcast@gmail.com. As always, on Instagram, The Male Fertility Podcast. As I said at the beginning, liking, sharing, rating the podcast only helps the algorithm, and it gets this out to more people that need it, more guys that need it, more couples that need it. Whoever needs it will get it if we spread the word more. So please do. And until the next time, take care of yourself. Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's conversation, please follow the show and share with someone who might benefit.